What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 155. Today's topic is this: connect, damn you. Sit back and relax, because here we go. So for most of my life, I really did not know how to connect with people, at least on a substantial level, especially with people that I was really, really close to. Sounds a little bit ironic, right? Like, it sounds kind of crazy even when I say it out loud, that it's like I could connect with people, I could get to know them, certainly as a physician, like get to connect with with their health and like make somebody feel comfortable enough that they can open up to me so that I can find out what's going on so that I can help them with it, whatever problem they had. But then beyond that, that's when it was difficult. It was especially that way with friends, family members, once I had kids. And for a long time, I felt kind of isolated. Like, I felt kind of like I had walled myself in, where it's kind of like you could run up to that wall, right? Like, you'd run up to the edge of that wall, be like, okay, like, everything's good until this point. And then once you got to that point, would kind of shut down, would kind of block out, would kind of keep someone at arm's length. And what really shifted things for me was my kids. Like, my kids taught me a really important lesson. And so I had a mentor of mine that I've mentioned before in the past, a great guy, his name's Sam Falsafi. And he taught me a simple concept, and that concept is this: love plus fun equals connection. This is the magic winning formula, okay? Love plus fun equals connection. Let's break that down to see what I mean. So love, right? So there has to be some sort of a relationship there to begin with, right? And, you know, this, like, the deeper the love is, so obviously with your children, with your spouse, with, like, your mom, your dad, even when you're an adult, like the love that's there, the deeper it is, the more of the connection that you can build in, like, it with, like, you know, with not as much fun and with less time is what I found. However, like, even with a stranger, like, if the two of you happen to be, I don't know, you're in a grocery line and then you decide to, like, throw a tomato back and forth, whatever it is, right? You can still build connection even with someone who's like the only thing that you have in common is your fellow humanity. That's it. So the breakdown of this is, as long as there's like some sort of a relation that you can relate with someone, and then you just add fun to the mix. Fun is like the magical elixir with all of this. You add fun to the mix where you just play, and all of a sudden connection establishes from there. As adults, we really don't take time to play. Like, it's work, find different ways to make money, find, like, you know, all these other things. But just genuinely play and just be creative and have fun. Think about it. Like, when's the last time you, like, played? And I mean, certainly a sport is one thing. Like, you get together and play soccer with your buddies on the weekend or something, which is good. But I mean, even beyond that, where you just, like, play. Like, just horse around and joke around and what have you. Like, we all know the guy at the office who, like, you know, oh, Dan's such a character. Always by the water cooler, making the jokes. Dan with the dad jokes, right? But just, like, playing. From that place, connection comes about. My kids taught me this lesson really the best. Because, you know, especially being a dad, like, I want to give them everything, right? So it's like you want to give them, like, the best toys that they want. You want to take them to Disney. You want to do all these things. Like, you set all these lofty goals and whatever. Yet, if something, like, gets shipped to the house or what have you, my kids will play in the box. Like, before you know it, the box is, like, marked up and drawn windows and hearts on it and everything. there's like stuffed animals inside, and now it's a playhouse all of a sudden, you know? And I'm like, well, what are you guys doing? And they're like, oh, well, this is our new playhouse, Dad. Or Dad, this is our hospital for our dolls, you know? And like, I'll sit back and be like, oh my God, that is so creative. Like, they just started playing, right? And it's great. My daughters, they're pretty close in age, so like they play with each other. But perfect example of this, there's that love that's there. There's that fun that's there. And so the connection comes more and more. And so then I'll jump in and play with them as well. And the connection goes even deeper. Ask yourself that question. Like, where in your life right now, where in your life do you just need to play? Do you just need to take some time with someone that you love and just go do something fun? Like, if it's not your kids, if you don't have kids, that's cool, that's fine. But like, maybe you just need to take your mom to a movie. You know, maybe you need to go wrestle your brother. You know, maybe you need to, you know, just you and your spouse, go take the dogs for a run. Maybe you just need to go and do something fun for yourself. Like, do you ever do that? I didn't, like, for as long as I can remember. But when you make it a point to be like, you know what, I'm going to have a date with myself this week, I'm going to treat myself this week, then things change. Things shift. You see the value in yourself. You make yourself a priority. You reconnect with yourself through love and through fun. That's what I got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Coming at you straight as an arrow. You know, health is one of these things that it's not one-dimensional. Heck, it's not even three-dimensional. It's really, it's like four-dimensional, you know? When you start looking at your health in terms of in your physical body, in terms of your mental health, in terms of your relationships, your finances, your spirituality, the conversations that you have with yourself, when you start looking at health and all these different dynamics, then things change dramatically. And what happens is you start putting priority on all these other aspects of your health, and you break free. You break free from what we're told, that if you want to be happy, you need more stuff. That if you want to be happy, you have to have six-pack abs. That if you want to be happy, you have to have a Rolex. You break free from all of those things. You start appreciating the world around you. And you start looking at things in terms of, okay, what is the best version of my life that I can live that matters to me? Think about your health. So what I got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. If you don't follow me on social media, I wish you would. You can find me on Facebook at David Boyd, Instagram, David Boyd MD. And if you live in Arizona and I am not yet your primary care physician, P3MD, that is P3MD.com. Different kind of doctor, different kind of primary care that really focuses on making sure that you have the healthiest life possible. P3MD.com. Go ahead and put in your name and email address. That'll lead to a conversation between you and I to see if we are a fit. That's what I got for you today. Remember, health as well, so invest in yourself. Be coming at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Have a great day.